Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, podcast audience. This is that guy, Ken Hodge, your branch president, with a live podcast this morning. Normally, I record my shows, but this morning I wanted to go live. And I want to apologize in advance. Because if I drift off subject, sometimes just thinking about the underhanded, non-professional, non-compliance actions that the city gate management consistently takes, it makes my language change. So normally I like to pre-record, but today we're going to kick it right off the top. Hey, again, my message, as 90% of the time, is directed at my branch in Columbus, Ohio. And let me tell you folks something why I always say that. Because I know of actual or real situations in Columbus. This is why I address Columbus. But I'm willing to bet we haven't addressed an issue in Columbus that is not an issue in Local 304. So when I address my branch, I want you to know, once I'm elected, with the same vigor, I'm going to address different district managers to make sure that Local 304 is in compliance and postal management is not taking advantage of Local 304, at least not under the direction of Kenneth Hodge. Hey, today we got a hot topic. It's one of the smaller contracts in our NASA agreement, Article 5. Prohibition of unilateral actions. Very small article. And this morning, my reference will be your national agreement and the KIM. The employer will not take any action affecting wages, hours, or other terms and conditions of employment as defined in Section 8D of the National Labor Relations Act, which violate the terms of this agreement or are otherwise inconsistent with its obligations under law. And again, it says the preceding Article 5, shall apply to mail handler assistance employees. So MHAs, everything that I'm reading, you are included in. Let me give you a quick story about Article 5, Columbus, Ohio, and your local president, Bip McLemore. He's been the topic of my subjects twice this week. Okay. Article 5. We talk about prohibition of unilateral actions. Well, one unilateral action is when you are a mail handler and you go to work for the post office, you expect to work for postal management. Not a hard concept to understand. Well, postal management now wants to push off group leaders and lead clerks and office clerks, all now as a part of your management chain. In other words, the City Gate Post Office is currently set up that if the supervisor is not at work, the group leader takes over and runs the unit. Wrong. If the supervisor is not at work, the lead clerk takes over and runs the unit. Wrong. Hey, I'm just giving you contract. And the sooner employees understand their position in the organization, maybe we could have a safer work environment in Columbus, Ohio this day. Let me tell you why I'm so adamant about that, or I'm such high strung about it. When management don't come to work, when management isn't accessible in the work unit, then employees begin to make decisions that are contrary to our contract. Hey, no manager came to work today, so guess what? The group leader moves out, gives people assignment, puts them on higher level, and runs an operation. Wrong. Not how that's supposed to work, folks. And let me tell you something. That works like that with such consistency in Columbus, Ohio, that you would think it's part of the contract. Well, let me tell you how I think it works. I think because the group leader job is an extension of management, not a replacement of management, if management does not come to work, or if management is not assigned to a particular work area, if management is not in charge of a particular work area, listen to me, group leaders, you have zero responsibility when it comes to putting people on a higher level in order to move that operation. Yeah, I know you do it every day. Not your job, and you need to stop doing that. Most group leaders are group leaders and have no clue of what their job is because you love the fake power that weak postal management allows you to have. And when I say weak postal management, I mean management that sometimes don't even show up and you're expected to run a unit. Well, I'm going to tell you something. Yes, and I was a group leader as a bid job. And when management didn't come in and give me the daily work plan, you ask management what my group did. We stopped in front of the apps and we wait. Sorry, that didn't come out right. We stayed in front of the apps until the manager gave me the plan, and then I gave it to the employees. And let me tell you something. You can call it whatever you want to call it. I call it contract. So now Columbus management, they go one step further. They have clerks calling mail handlers at home. They have units with no management involved, and rather than file Article 5 in Citygate, Ohio, on a daily basis, not sometimes, there are sections that postal management don't even put anybody in charge of. And when I say don't put anybody, there is no EAS. Now, let me tell you something. The employees have been fooled, have been tricked, they've been duped into thinking, well, we're better without management. Well, let me tell you something. Shame on you. And please, please, please do not interpret that as management is good management. It doesn't matter. What I'm saying is there has to be a management representative in your unit at the beginning of your tour to give out your job assignments to see what's going on. Columbus management are so used to group leaders running units, lead clerks running units. And you know what? You mail handlers follow. I'm sorry. In fact, I bring back an old labor case that I had where on tour one and tour two, I'm sorry, tour three and tour one, management never put a supervisor in the flat unit. Every day that lead clerk would run that unit to include move mail handlers around. I went and filed a labor charge. And let me tell you something. BIP, your BIP and union representatives from tour two and tour one at night, and tour three. Let me start that over. See, this is what happens when you go live, but stay with me. I filed labor charges for lead clerks running the flat unit. They ran the flat unit on tour two and tour three. Do you know both chief stewards from tour two and tour three got with Bip McLemore and had my labor charge thrown out because they said I don't have a right to represent people? Well, let me tell you something. You see, if Bip's move wasn't based on sheer jealousy because there's somebody who's going to do the job better than him, then even if he flexed his muscle and said he don't represent anybody, then BIP or one of those other stewards should have picked that grievance up. That was a multi-$1,000 grievance that would have went to every single mail handler in the building. Now, let me say this to you before your current stewards try to tell you Ken Hodge is having pipe dreams again. All I asked the mail handlers from tour two flat unit and tour three flat unit, who was your supervisor? Let me tell you, during this time, you had a lead clerk, and I'll just use initials, PS, used to run tour two. Lead clerk, didn't put him on a higher level. And on tour three, you still have a lead clerk. In fact, I think they just put KN on higher level within the last couple of months. But KN runs that unit better than most supervisors do, at least on tour three. KN, the people are so comfortable with him, again, because he is a true professional. But I got to tell you, and he knows I speak from my heart, he's better than most people that ever came into that unit. I mean, hell, he's been doing it since 2000. Ever since I knew KN, he was a 204B. So I'm not questioning his experience in leadership. I'm questioning the actual authority Postal Management will not give him, but still expect him to run that unit. And after months and months of that, my file labor charges, mail handlers on tour 3 and tour 2 flat unit would have gotten a large cash settlement had we been able to work the case. Because I say to you again, if you worked on tour 2 and tour 3, you know as well as I do, lead clerks ran that flat unit forever. In fact, you might find lead clerks still running it. And you know what you do? You get comfortable. Now, I'm talking to tour 3 and tour 2 mail handlers. You get comfortable because there's no supervisor over there. Well, let me tell you something. When you get comfortable with that type of behavior, you impede the progress of your unit, of your union. Yes, that's right. Chief Stewart's impeding the progress of the union, because anybody who works in Columbus know we should have got a big cash settlement, but your tour 2, tour 3, Chief Stewart, in concert with your local president, Bip, decided if Ken Hodge is going to win money for members, then we don't want the members to have money. Anything that Ken Hodge does that's going to bring favor to the people who elected him, we have to stop that, because I want Ken Hodge out of office. That's a true story, folks. Now, let me get back to the Kim. The employer will not take any action affecting wage, hours, or other terms of condition in employment as defined in Section 8D of the National Labor. Article 5 prohibits management from taking any unilateral action inconsistent with the terms of the existing agreement or with his obligation under the law. Examples of prohibited actions include giving employees cash awards that were not negotiated, implementing proactive discipline programs without negotiating them with the union. Management actions are not consistent to the unilateral when they are covered by the national agreement or when they are exercise of rights that the parties have reserved to management as provided in Article 3. Here's a question for you. What is an example of action not prohibited under Article 5? Changes in mail distribution system that could potentially result in excessing. The arbitrator found that under the provisions of Article 3 and Article 12, management could proceed without collective bargaining. Can management change breaks? And issues involving breaks are determined by local policy. Whether management altered a past practice can only be determined by full development of the specific fact circumstances involved. So again, when I talk about unilateral actions, again, we have to read your Kim for a greater understanding. But arbitrator Bernstein wrote concerning Article 5, and I'm reading right from you, Kim, folks. The only purpose the article served is to incorporate all the services obligations under law into the agreement so as to give the service legal obligations the additional status of contractual obligation as well. Hey, folks, listen to me again as I bring this to a close. Lead clerks running mail handlers, totally not part of the plan, happens every day. Clerks in the office, let me tell you something. Columbus likes to tell you that the clerks in the office, that's part of their bids. Well, I did research. There is no part of a clerk's bid that advises them to guide, direct, or lead mail handlers. But yet clerks in the office call you. I can't file the labor charge now, but once I'm elected local president, because Columbus will always continue to violate, I guarantee you mail handlers, we're going to come back and we're going to get that money off the table that your local president wouldn't allow you to get a year and a half ago. Hey, listen, folks, that's my podcast for this morning as we talk about Article 5. I only talk to you now so that I can introduce you to new concepts and new knowledge. Trust me, when I get back in office, I'll be talking to you as I lead the movement or as I lead the fight to ensure that management is complying with our contract. And I don't care how comfortable you think your work environment is without postal management in it. And that might be very true. In fact, knowing Columbus managers, that's very true. But what I'm saying to you is it violates a contract because there's nobody there giving out job assignments. Correctly giving out job assignments. And hey, group leaders, you can't give out job assignments until you get them from your manager. Please read your bid. Hey, this is Kenny Hodge with a quick 15-minute podcast this morning. Hey, one last note. Tonight, we'll be talking about CA2s on my injury compensation podcast, the Kenny and Rob Show. Hey, come by tonight, 7:30. It's a live call-in. Check us out and share a conversation. Have a great day. Kenny Hodge, I'm going to work.